A couple was once asked by a therapist, "What did you do before you got married?" And they both replied, "Anything we wanted." Because marriage gives us certain responsibilities. And in this, our nation's Independence Day, I want to speak about independence and dependence. Because dependence can be a beautiful thing, especially when you need somebody. When I was younger, I thought sin was breaking a law. That sin was breaking a commandment. As I got older, I realized that sin was much more than that. It was breaking hearts. Both myself and the heart of others. It was shattering trust. It was hurting real people. Sin was not merely a law, but it was something that intruded in my relationship with all the people I loved and even with strangers I met. Why did I feel so bad or impatient? Because I had done something wrong, and this affected my relationship with others. Religion is that opportunity to heal the relationship with God and the relationships that we have with each other. And every time I make a step to struggle with myself and with my failures, I say with my life, "I care about you and I love you." And I mold and I heal. With God's grace, things become better because I become better. Sometimes as we run through this world, we have the illusion that we want to change everything around us. If I had a better job, if I had a better school, if I had better parents, if I had a better husband or wife, if I had a better fate, if life was better to me, I could be better. And we want to change everything except the filter through which we filter all of reality, which is ourselves, our soul, our heart, our mind, our body. Religion is not something. It is someone. It's a relationship between God and neighbor. We are the people of God. In the swimming pool, on vacation, in church, having fun with your family at the 4th of July picnic. Everywhere. That is religion. That is church. As I say 1,000 times, the best way to kill religion, keep it in church. It has no meaning in my life. Why? All the joy that you're having, wouldn't it be great to interrupt the picnic for a couple of minutes, go off by yourself and say a prayer of thanksgiving. Reach out to God and say, "Lord, teach me how to be a better person, a husband, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, brother, sister, child." This is the point, because just like a country, people think it's just something out there when it's actually in here. When the Declaration of Independence was signed, at the end, these people who gathered together to declare their inspiration and separation from Britain became dependent on one another. There's no such thing as independence without some kind of dependence. And these are the words that they drafted at the end of the Declaration of Independence. "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." We do this as Christians, and we do this as members of a family. So I hope you go back today to your own church, your home church, and realize that we have gathered here as a people to declare our independence from sin and our dependence on one another so that all of us might become better people and in this way have a better life. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.